Welcome back to the Soul Lounge Spotlight, featuring five-time Grammy Award-winning trio, TLC. By 1995, TLC had sold nearly 10 million albums, won 2 Grammys, 3 Billboard Music Awards, 4 MTV VMAs, and 3 Soul Train Music Awards. So imagine everyone's surprise when it was reported that the trio was filing for bankruptcy. Their financial troubles were a result of what they considered a less than favorable contract with Pebbytone. TLC had already fired Pebbles as their manager, but remained signed to her record label. And under their contract, they were responsible for repaying all costs associated with the manufacturing and promotion of their albums, as well as the money they were fronted for travel, lawyers, food, clothing, and other expenses. In the filing, TLC claimed to be $35 million in debt. Pebbytone and LaFace Records defended their position and accused the group of greed. The case was finally settled, and TLC renegotiated their contract. It would take almost 4 years for TLC to release their next album. In 1999, Fan Mail debuted at number 1 on the charts. Fans reached into their pockets and supported the group by purchasing over 6 million copies. Once again, despite all odds, TLC proved they were a force to be reckoned with. The first 2 singles went straight to number 1. Here's TLC with No Scrubs inside the Soul Lounge.
Scrub is the guy that thinks he's blinded, also known as a buster. Always taking my money, wants to judge it on his broke ass show. No, I don't want your number. No, I don't wanna give you mine. And no, I don't wanna meet you nowhere. No, I don't want none of your time. And no, I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of a desperate ride, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of a desperate ride, trying to holler at me. He's looking at me, but his game is kinda weak, and I know that he cannot approach me.
Shining the Soul Lounge spotlight on TLC. And in 1999, the group seemed to be on top of the world, but there was trouble brewing. Left Eye was beginning to feel that her creativity was being stifled and would often express her discontent during interviews. In a letter published by Vibe magazine, Left Eye challenged her group mates to each release a solo album, and the winner would receive $1.5 million from LaFace Records. Well, T-Boz and Chili declined, but Left Eye went ahead and released her solo project called Supernova. It never made it to the stores in the U.S., but audiences in the U.K. seemed interested. In fact, the first single, The Block Party, became a top 20 single across the pond.
You hit the corner and you stop. Hey, y'all, it's a party on the hot.
That was music from Lisa Left Eye Lopez inside the Soul Lounge. This week we are talking and listening to music from TLC. By 2000, it was clear that the ladies needed a break, and so they took some time to focus on other projects and to be with their families. Lisa, who had become interested in holistic health and spirituality, took a trip to Honduras, where she would often go to relax and put herself under the care of legendary herbalist and naturopath Dr. Sebi. In 2002, during one of these trips, April 25th to be exact, while in Honduras, Lisa Left Eye Lopez was killed in a car crash. As it happens, Lisa hired a camera crew to follow her on this particular journey. The footage was released as a VH1 rock doc called The Last Days of Left Eye. As a way of dealing with their grief, T-Boz and Chili went back into the studio to complete their fourth album. They called Missy Elliott, Raphael Sadiq, Timbaland, and the Neptunes to help them craft an album that would pay tribute to their fallen sister. 3D includes vocals recorded by Lisa Left Eye Lopez before her death and several songs about her. The album was a moderate success. It sold 2 million copies in the U.S., and this next song, the album's first single, climbed to the top 30. Here's Girl Talk from TLC Inside the Soul Lounge.
In 2002,
2015, TLC announced plans to release their fifth and final album. They launched a Kickstarter campaign to help fund the project, and Katy Perry, Justin Timberlake, along with Bette Midler, were among the fans to donate to the cause. TLC raised $400,000 and are preparing for a 2017 release. Rather than replace Lisa or include more previously unreleased vocals, TLC will release this album as a duo. Despite all of the challenges and tragedies, TLC rose to prominence as one of the most successful groups of their time. Their legacy is cemented in the world of popular music and culture. And for true diehard fans, Tion, Lisa, and Crystal will always be as crazy, as sexy, and as cool as they come. Thank you again for joining me on The Soul Lounge. I am the Lady DJ, and I will be back next week with another story of another artist with soul. Until then, make sure you take care of yourselves and, most importantly, each other.